Hey, sorry, I think there's something weird in my phone today.
It's okay. It's the first page. I see the initial, right?
So see, give me one second. I'm opening it up real quick again. So the first page you'll need to initial is on page 1, which is the fourth page in the whole packet.
And the first page, they're asking me the number first page, like this application one, right? And they
I'm
have
sorry.
for the seller one and
Seller
signature
one?
sign below.
Yeah. Yeah, so you just
So
sign for seller one, and guarantor one. And the reason why you sign for both is because this loan is basically your quote unquote, like kind of quote unquote, you're selling your future sales to us, because this is sales-based loan. So you're selling your future sales of $103 a day for us.
okay, then you may sign in the one and two both.
Just one, and just one, because there's only one owner.
Then I'm gonna write it my name and then put the owner, then sign it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, so yes, the seller one, guarantor one, and then initial on the bottom right corner.
Okay. Then the second page, just initial.
Yep, second page, just initial.
And the third one, initial. So you pretty much you're saying to me like I can change the password after you guys fund it to me, right?
Yeah. We just need it for the initial. It's not for the whole duration of the time. We're not gonna, keep checking your account. It's just for the initial deposit, or yeah, the initial funding part.
And like a seventh page, do I need to do anything? Description, additional? No, right? Just initial, right?
No, because you're not doing anything collateral.
Okay.
And then so just initial that page.
And over here, the t same thing like a title.
And then page 9, you would sign for seller, and then also guarantor, one and one for both.
So you say then I got the ACH authorization form, and you say like which one you need to sign the boat number nine.
For page for 9, yeah. So for page 9, just sign for both seller number 1 and guarantor number 1. Just kind of like page 1. Yeah.
Okay, then I got the ACH form. The first
Okay, and
one,
then the ACH form, so just write down the bank account number and the bank name.
what about the extension bank account? Like, what do you mean? Write it down there.
Sorry?
Or you made it write down my company name, right?
So for page, what page is this?
It's
Yeah,
after the
the
nine.
agreement for direct deposit, ACH credit, and direct collections, ACH debit. So just write down the, it says designated bank account. And then so just name the name of the account, of your bank. Or your bank, oh sorry, let me just double check this real quick.
US Bank.
Yeah.
The first owner title. What do you mean with the first owner title?
Where do you see that?
Initial.
Oh, first owner sign here? Is that what you're talking about?
The first owner title.
Oh,
and then the third one.
Oh, first owner title. Oh, so owner, you can be like president or owner.
I can put owner?
Yeah, you can just put owner.
Okay, in that page, and bank routing number, and the account number, branch, bank name. Hold on. So, what is it? What is it? What is it? You don't remember what check, what account number I gave you, do you?
Let me double check real quick here. Because I know you gave me two account numbers, or two accounts. Let me just look
up. I have it. Bank. Branch. What do you mean to put into the branch, like an address on the branch?
That's okay. You don't have to worry about that.
Then I put like West Valley City?
Sure. Yeah, you can put the city. You have work today?
Not yet.
Not yet? Later on? Are you driving today or?
No, it's still like I'm processing some papers.
Mm.
I need to get some this year highway taxes page.
Mm.
So the bank account, I think you want me to put them my company name, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The
bank account? Yeah. The name of the,
Okay, that one is done.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to send these my sample pages, right?
Sample pages? No, you don't need to. Yeah, sample pages. You can throw it out. Okay, and then it looks. Oh, and then we are on the next page is the addendum to payment rights purchase and sales agreement.
Yeah.
We'll just do the. So you just sign for the first owner. So same thing.
And the bank verification, do you need those pages too?
Bank's verification. Let's see.
I'm not gonna send in this whole page. I'm gonna send it like only one, like you need it to sign it and initial it, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I can put it together with the ones I have, and then you can I'll just put it all in one package for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I got the bank verification two pages because it's too many pages for me to send it.
Yeah. So the next one you'll need is just a bank login info.
Okay. I will do that for you. Then I'll see. And yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. And then also just the request for verification of lease agreement.
I don't have a lease agreement. This is my own house.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So that's what I was gonna get to. So for that, are you doing mortgage right now? You're paying a mortgage, not rent. Okay. So what we will need is let's see here. We won't need the landlord information because obviously you're the landlord because you own the company own the house. All we'll need is just how do you pay rent? Do you normally, I mean, not rent, mortgage usually. Do you send a check or do they do automatic deduction?
I'm gonna send a check.
Oh, you usually send check? Okay. Okay. And then does which bank does it or which bank account does the check usually come out of?
From my personal account.
Personal account one. Okay. Let me take a look real quick.
And you will see like around 1300, the Pinnacle Hybrid.
1300. Okay, I'm just looking real quick because they're gonna ask me for it, so that way I can just have it all ready here. 1300. And do they normally take it out in the beginning of the month, or do they do end of the month?
The first couple of days in the month.
First a couple of days, okay.
This month they didn't. It was the last month.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just looking at July's bank statement right now. $1,300, you said?
Yeah, 13, 14, something like that.
Okay.
You
This
didn't
doesn't
see
look like
it?
they took it. Yeah, it doesn't look like they took it out in July. I'm looking at July right now.
July, they didn't take it.
Oh, they
My next
didn't.
payment, next, no, next payment is going to be somewhere between September 15.
Oh, so it's like every few months?
No, this time it was my old house. This is my new house. This is my own house.
Oh, so you don't pay anything?
I don't pay it right now anything. I'm going to start my payment again like in September.
Oh, okay. And then, so was it because you moved to a new, so you moved to a new, your other house right now, and then you don't need to pay? I'm
Yeah.
confused.
Actually,
Did you
the
pay
old
ahead of
one
time?
is my no, is the old one is my rented house, right?
Yeah.
This is my own house. I moved to my own house, so now
Oh, you just got it.
yeah.
Oh, when did you get it? Like earlier this month?
Yeah, earlier this month.
Oh, okay. So
Actually,
you don't have to pay for another month until
early of the last month, actually.
early last month. Oh, okay. So you don't. So you just bought the house in early last month. So you don't have to pay
Yeah.
July's mortgage yet. So the next payment.
It's going to
Did you
be
pay in August already
September.
or no?
No, it's the next payment is going to be September.
In September. Okay. Okay. I'll let them know just in case they ask anything. I'll let you know. Okay.
Okay. You
Okay.
may because they are they don't I don't have no landlord, but I signed that page and put the date and put my name and title on it, okay?
Okay, sure. Sounds good. And then,
Okay.
yep. And then I think that's it. Wait. There's
And
I think there's
what
two more
about
pages at
the
the end.
yeah, what is that Supreme Court of the state of New York and Westchester, what do you mean do that with that page?
I'm looking at it real quick. Give me one second. Let me double check on this. I'll double check on this real quick, okay? And this page with the Supreme Court page. So you don't have to worry about that yet. And then just fill out that last page, and I'll call you right back on the Supreme Court page.
Okay. And that's the last one, ACH authorization form?
Yep, the last page, the ACH authorization form. That's the last one.
And you want me to put them... And you need to attach a copy of voided check. That the check is okay, like yesterday I sent it to you?
No, you don't have to attach a copy of voided check because I already have it. So you don't have to worry about that.
So you already have it?
Yeah. So you don't need the check.
Oh. All right.
Okay. All right. I'll call you right back about that page of the Supreme Court.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you later. All right. Bye.